Praise the Lord, I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision Television, and we are having a great time today in the studios. And I know the Lord is going to bring you a blessing in this message that you can't even imagine. So, because that's just the way He operates. Amen? We may operate crazy, but He operates in the glory of Himself. So we're going to get our message started today, and I'm going to give you two steps to God and two steps to His blessings, two steps to your freedom, two steps. It's a simple thing, two steps. But we're going to start off first with our praise in the Lord. Father, we thank You that You are Lord God Almighty and that You, Father, You reveal Yourself in this message greater than ever before. I require it. I expect it like You've taught me. And I thank You that You will do it. In Jesus' name, it's done. Amen, amen. All right, let's get started with leaving guilt behind. And quit carrying around all that baggage of guilt and shame that you're carrying around. Because we want to get to the blessings of God. We want to stay in the blessings of God. And we want to know the blessings of God and see them. I have so many people that call me and say, Rose, God isn't blessing me. Well, the first thing you've done is speak that He isn't. And that's incorrect. What you said is correct because you said that's what you have. Well, you're getting what you say. So let's talk about guilt and what causes the way we talk sometimes is because we're guilty. We have guilt, we have shame, we have blame, and we have it because we blamed ourselves or someone else has blamed us or the enemy has blamed us. It's not hard to figure out. It's very, very uncomplicated. You start with the guilt and you start carrying it. A whole load of it, a baggage full of it. You put it in your baggy jeans, you put it in your baggy breeches, you put it in your baggy purse, and you carry this load of guilt and shame. And you carry it around like it's a dying child. Well, when you get those suitcases full, and you're bulging with the binges of guilt, and blow-ups and compromises, and that's where guilt comes from. You compromise something. You blew up about something. You ate too much of something. You talked too much about something. And now you think you've got to figure it out. I love it when the Lord says, I am the Lord God Almighty and there is no other. You don't have to figure your life out, beloved. He has it figured out. You don't have to decide how He's going to operate your life. He decides how He's going to operate your life. What your part is to agree with Him. So, let's don't tow these baggages of guilt and shame along with us. Let's don't carry those. If you went to the airport with that and that wasn't allowed, they wouldn't let you on the plane. Maybe that's the case with the Lord. I don't think He ever refuses you to go with Him. But how can you walk in the goodness of God and the guilt and shame of things of this world and problems that you've experienced and the past you've had and the future you're afraid of? How can you do that? You can't do it. I know because I tried it. I lived years in that. Years of blaming and shaming and guilt and condemning and damning and why didn't and when if and why not and when will and all those valuable world questions, but not valuable to God. Amen? So let's get rid of it, and here's how we're going to get rid of it. In Psalm 23:3, we'll go to that real quick. The Lord tells us exactly like this, and I'm going to read it, and then I'm going to paraphrase it. He refreshes. That's the Father, and that's Jesus, and restores my life, myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. That means uprightness and right standing with God, not on my earning it, but for His name's sake. Well, isn't that good news? You don't have to earn the right standing with God. You can't. There's no earning to be done with it. He's already said you're in right standing with Him, even when you do the crazy stuff, even when you do the crazy talking. All the bags, if you'll leave them there and quit carrying them, were left at the cross of Jesus, the crucifixion, when He hung on the cross, when He died, when He went in the grave. I say these things in that tone, in that way, because how many ways and times can you say these things, folks? How many times can you talk about the greatness and the goodness of God and in how many ways? So I'm very determined that you hear me today, that you hear the Lord through me today, that you are in right standing with God. I don't care what you've done, where you've been, what you've said, who you said it to, who said what to you, what you didn't say, what you hoped you'd said, what you hope you never say again. I know we have a whole lot of that. I ask people in the church services of the ministry sometime, what is it in hell you want? Because I want them to understand, you either choose the things of God or you choose the things of the enemy or the things of the world. And it's anything outside of God is hell. Everything outside of God is nothing. It's torment. It's complete damage. Okay? So how would you like to leave your bags? I know you would like to leave your bags. You don't want to carry this stuff around. So let's run over here real quick to Psalm 121. And we'll look at it in Psalm 121 where the Lord says, I will lift up my eyes to the hills around Jerusalem, to sacred Mount Zion and Mount Moriah. And from that shall my help come. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth, right, Nate? Okay, shake your head, say yes.
Yes.
Thank you, amen. Your help comes from Him. Your help doesn't come from your neighbor. Your help doesn't come from your husband, your wife, your child, your teacher, your professor, your boss. Your help doesn't come from yourself. Oh, let's get out of self-help for sure. I've done more damage in my life with my self-help and my self-help and other people than could be done imaginable. So let's understand, our help comes from Him. Now, when we say our help comes from Him, we want to understand that He's the source. We're going to look to Him as the source. He is our source. He's our source in heaven and on earth. He's our source in the universes. If the Lord Jesus doesn't return and you live long enough, you may see people living on outside of the earth, in other planets. I don't know. But they say we will. I don't know. But if you live that long, you may. So where does your help come? Not from other planets, not from other universes, not from the earth, not from people, not from your job, but from Him. He is your help, and He keeps you from all harm, and He watches over your life. He says, I am the Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. He says it 134 times. I had a rule with my girls when they were growing up and I was young. I said, one time's enough to tell you. Two times is too many. And third time's outrageous. You don't need to hear something 134 times to know it, do you? No. You need to hear it one time. Second time, confirm it. Third time, reconfirm it. And that's enough. Amen? So the Lord keeps you from all harm and He watches over your life. He said He has you carved in the palms of His hands. He says He loves you beyond your dreams. He says He knows you beyond anything and anybody because He made you. He created you. He formed you before you were in your mother's womb. He said in Psalms 139, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. And I asked the Lord, I said, Father, how long before my mother's womb did you know me? He said, how about before Genesis rose? Okay, wow. How long before Genesis, Father? Before I created the universes rose. Before I created anything, I knew you. I had you in my heart. I had you in my heart. I knew you. And I formed you marvelous and intricately in my image. You have a rescuer. You have a Lord God Almighty who has the right vision, the clear vision, the clearest vision. You have an Almighty God that has the right direction and the boldest claim in the history that man has ever declared. He says, I am the way. I am the Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. He's Lord God Almighty over you. He's Lord God Almighty over your shame, over your joy, over your peace, over your anger, over your goodness, over your kindness, over your peace, over your calm, over your finances, He's Lord God Almighty over everything. So when you put Him first and you go through that underbrush of sin and death, all that stuff that you're trying to get out of and get out of alive, you escape. You escape those things. You don't have to go through that anymore. In the beginning, God said, you were formed in His image. When He fused His spirit into your spirit, you became your spirit, reborn, one with Him in His image. Isn't it time to relax? Isn't it time to be restored to the you that God made you to be, and quit being the you that you're talked into being, or the you that thinks you are, or the you that somebody else says you are, or the you that somebody wants you to be? That isn't the you that God made you. He made you in Himself, marvelous and intricately. And David said it, look unto the hills. Look unto the hills. I look unto the hills to the one who made me. The one who made me and will give me help. I want to give you two steps to knowing the Lord is your answer. Two steps, and we'll give those to you when we come back. But right now, I want you to understand the Lord is your Lord God Almighty, and He is the only one. There is no other. There's others that claim, but there's others that just proclaim. They cannot prove they are anything. He has proved Himself. God has proved Himself. I'm going to leave you for just a minute. You watch the promotions on the books that I want you to order, and write down the information to call in for prayer. And then when we get back together, I'm going to give you two powerful steps to get rid of all this shame and guilt and blame and upset and financial problems. Everything. Two simple things in just a second. I love you. I'll see you in a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Praise the Lord. We're back together and we're continuing on in our message today on the two steps to know the Lord better, to end shame in your life and guilt, to end struggle, to end suffering, to end everything that's causing you not only problems, but torment in your life. I know about torment because the enemy brings it when he brings fear. Fear and torment are twins. They go together. And when you're fearful, you will become tormented. And we're going to quit all that stuff today in the name of Jesus. So, Father, right now, thank you for this second part of this message. I had a wonderful dad when I was growing up, and he told me lots of stories and things to help me learn. And I was always asking a whole lot of questions. Where are we going? What are we doing? How are we going to get there? Are we there? When are we going to get there? How are we going to get there? And he told me a story about a mountain man guiding some people through the Appalachian Mountains. And he said the man went through some tall weeds and some thick underbrush, and he was cutting away at stuff, and the guy with him that he was leading was very weary and tired and hot, and he asked in frustration, he said, "Where are we? Where are we? And do you know where you're taking me? Do you know where the path is? Do you know where we are right now?" And the guide stopped and looked at him, my dad said, and he turned around and pointed to him, and he said, "I am the path. I am the path." We ask these questions of the Lord all the time. Where are we going? How are you going to lead me? What are you going to do? Where am I going? How are we going to get there? And all we have to do is say two words: "Praise you, Father, that you are the path. Praise you, Father, that you lead me. Praise you, Father, that I have to have no answer. And even if I do, you will give it to me. But I don't have to have the answer." So he gives us not only the answer, he gives us a gift. Father's always going to do more for you than you ask. He gives you an answer, and he has the answers to all the questions the world hasn't even asked yet, by the way. He has answers the world hasn't even asked yet, but he has the gifts that he gives us when he gives us an answer. And one of those gifts is in Matthew 28:20, where it says, he says, "Jesus, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all the days, all the days perpetually in uniformity and on every occasion. And to every clear, close, and consummation of the age, I am with you." The Lord is with you no matter where he's taking you, no matter where you're going with him. He is with you. And that's really all we need to know and say, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you very much." I want to give you these two amazing ways to know the Lord, and to know him without question. And I want you to understand that it's up to you to follow the two ways. He's not going to make you. He's not going to tell you you have to. He just tells you this is what you can do. First off, he wants you to speak. You have mountains in front of you. Don't speak about the mountains. You have children in your life, in your family, that are a big problem. You don't want to speak about those things. You want to speak to the mountain. Amen? Speak to the mountain. Don't speak about the mountain. Don't go on and on and on about how sick you are. Don't go on and on and on about how poor you are, how you don't have money, how you don't have this, you don't have that, you don't have education, you don't have time. Oh, I can't stand it when I'm trying to get to going with something and somebody, and they keep telling me, "Well, I don't have time for that." Yes, you do. You have the same amount of time as everybody else in the world, 24/7. And it's the same for everybody, right, Nate? Mm-hmm. Amen. All right, so don't speak about the mountain. Speak to the mountain. That's one thing we're going to do. We're going to speak to the mountain. And when God said to Moses, Moses was hollering to God, "Help us," at the Red Sea. And Moses said to God, "Why do you cry to me?" This is in Exodus 14:15-16. "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward, but lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it." This is one of the things that you do to know the presence of God and watch the presence of God manifest in your life and see the victory in your life over whatever situation it is you've got going. Stretch your hand over it and speak to it. Tell it no more. Oh, I've had to learn to do that because I'm one of these people that used to say, "Oh, I'm going to be quiet till you just push me till I'm in a corner. But boy, when I get in that corner, I'm going to come out on you." Why wait till you're in a corner? Go ahead and be out now. Be out now and say what you need to say right now. Amen? So he told Moses, stretch his hand over the sea and speak to it to part. Speak to the sea to part. Speak to shame and guilt to stop. Speak to people. Speak to people. Speak to things. Speak to the weather. Speak to your finances. Speak to everything. Speak what you want. So many people are saying what they fear. They say what they're ashamed of. They say what they're guilty of. They say what they wish they'd done. They say what they wish they hadn't done. Speak what you want. Don't be speaking all that other. Speak what you want. Speak what you want. I had a beautiful lady this week call me, and she's been was married a few times and divorced and to the same person, and then remarried again, and she feels like she can't ever have anybody in her life. She says, I've not had a successful marriage ever. I said, well, don't speak that. You had successful divorces. You had successful people come. You had people come into somebody come into your life and leave three times. That's a terrible success, but it was a success, right? Speak to the thing you want. You want a godly relationship with someone in your life. You want a godly husband. You want a godly situation. You don't, you know, if you're having financial problems, don't speak about the financial problems. Speak to them. Tell them what to do. You have an illness in your body. Don't speak about it. Speak to it. Speak not about it. Don't talk about, I was diagnosed with cancer in 1974 and told I wouldn't live a year if I hadn't had a surgery. If I didn't get a surgery. I didn't have a surgery. I didn't know the Lord like I do now, but I knew what I knew then. And I said, I can't do that. I have small children and I'm not going to leave them, not with a surgery or with cancer. Well, that's 44 years ago. And here we sit. I'm with you. I didn't have the surgery. I'm not recommending people don't have surgeries if the doctor says they need them and they think they need them and they think that God can use that surgery to help them. I'm telling you that God will move on what you say. He moves on what you say. Believing is important, but speaking is even more important. Agreeing with God is very important, but speaking what you agree with is more important. Look at the things you've agreed with in your life. Look at the things you've spoken in your life. Look at what has happened from what you've spoken. And if it didn't work, quit doing it. Amen? Okay. Speaking puts action to the great faith of God. God has great faith in you. He has magnificent beyond dreams faith in you. He knows his great faith in you because he had enough faith in you to agree for his son to come and die for you, knowing you'd receive him. That's pretty awesome. So shift out of your faith operation and shift into the great faith of God operation. Shift into who he is and his great faith is in you. Shift into he's Lord God Almighty over you, and there is no other. Shift into that. Amen? Shift into being who he made you to be. Holy, perfect, marvelous, intricate, joyful, wise, strong, courageous, well, healed, made whole, lacking nothing, blessed beyond your dreams. Jesus said, I came that you may have and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows. Well, if he came for that, then I'm going to say that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, sir, Jesus, you came that I may have and enjoy life in abundance to the full till it overflows. And I thank you right now that anything that's causing harm in my life, trying to cause harm in my life, anything that's trying to come against me, come against you, Lord, I kick it to the curb. I'm not going to allow that in my life. In the name of Jesus, you can do the same. Amen. This is a blessed message today for you, and there's no need to do 100 other things. There's no need to get all worn out. Just say, yes, sir, thank you, Lord. I speak that I am the glory of you. I speak that I'm in the goodness of you. When we close the program, we offer you two or three books, and we want you to have them. I want you to order the 30 Days the Champion in You. That's a book on 30 days of scripture, 30 days of teaching, 30 days of praises to the Lord, and 30 days of knowing what that scripture says, who you are in Him and who He is in you. I want you to have that booklet, and I want you to praise the Lord that you can order it and ask for it and sow your seed to it. Sow your seed financially, sow your seed in praises, sow whatever you have to. Sow to the Lord first with me for this little booklet. Then, if you want this one, get Stop Talking Crazy. How many times do we say crazy stuff, Nate? We talk crazy all the time. Well, this says Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love, and it's pages of scripture on what the power of life and blessings is in your mouth or death and curses. So order that one. And This Is It is on order. Has been for months and months and months, but it will be in, and you order it and we'll put it on back order for you. This Is It. Eight principles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 on the things of God and the power of God in your life that changes your life. So order This Is It. I've been here with you a short time, but I'll be back in the next broadcast. I love you so much. I praise the Lord for you. And I just want to hear your praises. So call in and praise Him. Tell us what you have a prayer request for and order your books. Your scriptures in your books are going to make a difference in your life. And we love you so much. See you next time.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days, the Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Start every day by speaking out loud, declaring God's promises over your life and the lives of your loved ones. He desires for you to reach and live in your greatest abilities and talents. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.